Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Todd Alva, coming to you live from downtown Eau Claire. We are at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar, and we're going to be here until 2 o'clock today. So make sure you stop by if you're in the Eau Claire area. Coffee's on us.
How about that?
You got to get one of their wonderful handheld waffles, and they have some other great bakery as well. Day 3 of our On the Road with Jane and Todd. Tomorrow, we're in Amory. Thank you, Greg. My favorite place. I have yet to be very, very excited about that. All right. It is time for the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Every hour that we play, 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock, someone picks up a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, somebody wins a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And whether you win a daily or an hourly prize or not, everyone is in the running for one of two summer staycation getaways with gas to get you there and back.
And back.
We're not just going to leave you there. We actually get you back. You can pick in Fort Atkinson, a stay in Lake Geneva, or a stay in Door County. Those are the grand prizes. So here is the word you need to text via the Civic Media app. The word is car.
Of course it is.
C-A-R. The word this hour is car. Of course, Todd's word coming up at 1 o'clock is going to be disestablishmentarianism, I believe. I think it's fair.
Nope, anti-disestablishmentarianism.
That too. It's one of those two.
Making it easier, Todd.
Exactly.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Greg.
Because Todd and I do have a little friendly wager on who gets the most entries, and the loser has to buy a steak dinner at a supper club in Amory. So we'll get that all wrapped up after the show tomorrow. But this hour's word is car. Text in the word C-A-R via the Civic Media app, and you will be in the running. Shout out to everybody who's watching on the live stream, including Mike Sampson, who is joining us on the live stream. Hello, Mike. Thanks so much for joining us. We have a special guest who stopped by. Senator Jeff Smith is here. Good morning, Senator. Thank you so much for joining us.
How do you spell that code word again?
C-A-R.
C-A-R. Oh.
You can enter.
Okay. Just a few minutes ago, I heard Coob. And now I think a lot of people are going to be confused.
No, it's not Coob. The word is car. C-A-R. Right. The word is car.
Oh, well, that's good.
Are you a Coob player, Senator?
I played Coob once.
Really? Yeah.
I was really good, too.
Wow. The natural?
A natural.
Yes. Were you like a helicopter? We were learning.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay. It's not good. So.
That's what I heard from John, yeah.
Well, it's great to have you stop by, Senator, because this is in your district.
Yes.
We are here in
so is Amory.
Amory is too.
Wait a minute. No, it's not.
By the line.
close to it.
Yeah. but close to it. You know,
Amory adjacent.
You can adopt it.
I think of everything as my district.
Right, exactly. Well, when I worked in the Capitol for State Senator Dale Schultz, you were in the Assembly at the time, and now you've moved up and you're in the State Senate yourself. It's great to have you here, and it's great that we have a representative, a state senator who's in their district. And I know you're downtown here today because there's a major groundbreaking in Eau Claire that I think is something that should bring everybody together. Can you tell folks a little bit about it?
It is a big deal. So the UW-Eau Claire Science Hall, it's a $340 million project that has taken two budget cycles to get enough funding for this project. And we're groundbreaking today. It's going to change a lot of things happening in the Chippewa Valley and in Western region, because Mayo, world famous and world renowned health, health providers, they are partners in this project. So they want to use this facility for research and development as well, and of course, increase our professional students that come out of that. It's going to be really, really, really cool for Wisconsin.
Well, we were talking last night when we went for a walk. We stayed at the Oxbow. And went for a walk downtown, and Todd had just pointed out, too, how many positive changes have come to Eau Claire, especially over the last 10 years. It's wonderful.
We've boomed. It really has. And for I'm a lifer here, to see that happen downtown is really, really incredible. It took way too long for people to come to agreement, you know how politics are, to actually be able to turn around, take down some of the unsightly buildings and put up what we have now. It is really cool.
The Performing Arts Center is gorgeous. The whole Riverwalk is gorgeous. But it's nice to know that with enough determination, we can actually find a way to get things done.
Well, that's another example. So that politically, it was Republicans and Democrats came together, in regionally at least, to put and invest into that performing arts center, as well as now this healthcare center and science building that we're putting up and breaking ground for today.
And I think, you know, we hear so much about divisiveness, and there is, of course, in politics today, but I think it's worth the time to remind folks that there are occasions where both parties, through JFC, Joint Finance Committee, and the governor and the legislature and your leadership here, Senator, you can get things done like this. Groundbreaking today, we had Chancellor Jim Schmidt on when Trigvi Olson and I were up here a couple months ago. Talk about a cheerleader for the Chippewa Valley and for the UW system.
Yeah, we are really lucky. Chancellor Schmidt has been an amazing leader to make this great advancement. UW Eau Claire campus has changed almost as fast and as much as downtown Eau Claire has. Mm-hmm. And it's made a big difference for everyone that we are growing like this. We are the fastest growing population center in Wisconsin next to Madison and Dane County.
I was asking Todd about that last night, just curious about the influx of people, because it just seems like a really thriving place to be, Eau Claire.
But we did lose a hospital, and that is probably put a little bit of a hesitation on what's happening here, but we'll fix that.
What are the next steps for that, Senator?
For the hospital?
Yeah.
You really want me to get started on that?
Yeah, I mean, Pat Kreitlow, Up North News, has spent a lot of time about it, but I think it's something people hear in the news. But I know from an economy standpoint, there's got a lot of people out of work, but also from a healthcare standpoint, there are people who are going to have to travel a long way potentially if something isn't done. So is there a bipartisan fix to this?
Wow, it's incredible too, right? It's because when, in fact, Marshfield closed their birthing center in Rice Lake, so now they have to drive another hour to give birth. Yeah. If you think of the planning.
Because you've got all the time in the world.
You might as well rent an apartment that last month and be here. But we just shouldn't be putting people through that. It is awful. We have a system that needs considerable oversight or looking over and figure out what has gone wrong and how can we fix it. And not necessarily blame hospitals. Certainly don't blame the
hospital
people
workers
in hospitals. They are there for all the right reasons and are incredible people. We just have to figure out why we as a government, between Medicare and Medicaid and payments and all of those things that have become cumbersome and gotten in the way of what really those hospitals are there for, and that is to care for everyone at whoever walks through those doors. And we got to make sure that happens.
If you're just joining us, Senator Jeff Smith is our guest. We're on day three of On the Road with Jane and Todd. We are in Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. So if you're in the area, we're going to be broadcasting live until 2 o'clock today. Stop by and have a cup of coffee on us. And Senator Smith just talking about the issue with the hospitals in Eau Claire and how that's kind of put a little bit of a damper on things. But again, it gives me hope, Senator, to hear you say that we can actually get things done. And the whole thing with compromise is neither side gets everything they want, right? It's I get all mine, and yet you just have to deal with it.
Well, I think, frankly, Jane, what's going to happen this fall is going to demonstrate how things are supposed to get done. When we, and Todd, you've been there, when we have a narrow margin of majority in the legislature, then they have to actually listen to each other and have real in-person committee meetings back and forth, consider amendments from both sides, and come to some conclusion. We're going to get a lot more done. And they're going to find, I know there's a whole, you may not realize this, but out of 132 legislators that are in that building right now, only 8 of us were there before 2010.
Wow.
So there's going to be a real learning curve for a lot of people to figure out how this is supposed to work.
But I think, too, I think that's symbolic. The overwhelming turnout for Justice Janet Protasiewicz and fair maps, I think people in Wisconsin are tired of this gridlock. And as you said, with one party so much in power and it's so much in balance, they can just ignore what their constituents want.
They absolutely can. And, you know, it's become a special interest legislature, right? And we all know what that means. It's not necessarily always the worst thing to listen to people who have a special interest in things and are the actual experts in something, but we definitely have to have that back and forth that has been missing for a long time.
Yeah. And now today, you're going to this groundbreaking is this afternoon here for the Eau Claire, the new medical building. I know there's been a cooperative or a partnership with Mayo Clinic as well. And Chancellor Schmidt was telling us that a lot of the people that are now staffing Mayo clinics, the hospitals, are coming out of Eau Claire.
Yeah, we've had UW Eau Claire students who have patents on things out of the chemistry department in Eau Claire. And we're way past the time when we should have been replacing that science building that we have there now. That's over 60 years old. And you know, science has changed so many times in our lifetimes. Yeah.
Well, I think it just when we hear, you know, and I'm as guilty of it as anybody else, you know, you choose the headline that's a little bit, you know, politically or whatever, newsy, sexy, and oftentimes it's not positive. And I think it's just great that Jane's given us the opportunity here to talk about the positive things that are happening with our UW system, that it took a bipartisan effort. And once again, Northwest Wisconsin, Eau Claire is going to lead the way.
I like to think that. Absolutely.
But you do. And you're
Eau Claire, really, I mean, UW-Eau Claire is one of the larger campuses in the system, and there's good reason for that. And we've been very progressive in Eau Claire itself, the city of Eau Claire, to have that joint partnership. It's not so much a dome around that campus like some places you have. It's been a real cooperative effort.
Yeah. And Todd mentioned last night as well, not to play favorites, but you love the Eau Claire campus.
I grew up in Richland Center, and of course, unfortunately, the Richland campus is closed down. I went to Platteville, but for my money, Senator, I think that the outside of Madison, which I still have a fondness for, but I think outside the Madison campus, the Eau Claire campus is the most beautiful kind of college setting that anybody could go to.
Are you running for office, Todd?
I tried that twice. Didn't take.
Didn't work.
Sounds like it. Geez, look who's here. Here now.
Look at that. Quite low here as well.
I got some bad news for you, though. Uh-oh. Richland Center, Fox Lakes' announcement is happening today. They're closing.
Really?
Yes. So,
we got to wrap up. I'm sorry. Senator Jeff Smith, really appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks for giving me the moment. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Stay with us. Big you are fan. Listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Todd Alba coming to you live from Eau Claire. We are at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire, broadcasting live until 2 o'clock today. If you're in the area, stop by, say hello, and have a cup of coffee on us. Greg and the Calvinator are manning the boards and everything else in Waukesha. 855-752-7870-4842. What am I saying? Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is our statewide text to win Scotty Summer contest. The word this hour is CAR, C-A-R. Text the word CAR via the Civic Media app, and you are going to be in the running for some great prizes. Greg Bach, if someone wanted, say, an extra entry,
yeah,
how would they go about doing that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jane. What they'd simply do is wait for a response from the Civic Media app. Once you've typed in the word CAR, C-A-R, you'll get a response back asking you a simple question. That question is, are you registered to vote? You answer that question, answer it honestly, please.
We're not judging you.
Yep, we're not judging you. But you will then get another entry into the contest. It's very simple. So you can get two entries for every time. That's 14 total a day. We will say, though, if you aren't registered to vote, you can go to myvote.wi.gov and get registered right now. Find out the status of your registration, where your polling place is, who your representatives are, and what's on your ballot coming up for the primary season.
It's fantastic. And by the way, so our word is CAR this hour. Todd's going to have a word at 1 o'clock. We're pretty sure it's anti-disestablishmentarianism. Carmela from Milwaukee says on the text line, the first big word I learned in fifth grade was anti-disestablishmentarianism, but I didn't have to spell it.
Did she go to Harvard in fifth grade?
She was very advanced. All right. We have Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company is going to be here to talk sports right after the 11:30 news. And we will wrap things up with Brittany Merlot with Weather and Wine at 11:50. But we're delighted to have our colleague, Pat Kreitlow, is here. Good morning, sir. How
good
are you?
Good morning. Good morning. And thank you, Greg, for that Yacht Rock intro. Appreciate
that
it.
Was Calvin, not me. That was all Calvin.
But I gave you much.
But for our live stream, Pat, I gave you a wonderful title. Yacht Rock Enthusiast.
Oh, there we go. Pontoon Captain has arrived. Why don't you guys, just for your next hour's work, just go with Kreitlow. Just watch all the spelling variations of that. If you want a challenge, put that up there. Oh, hey, look, it's Rob Krybek, everybody. No, it's not.
So, how many times did you get that?
Almost daily.
Really?
Yes. Rob Krybek, for folks who don't know, was also an anchor at TV 13 and also later served in the legislature, all a couple of years before my time in TV and at the state capitol. So all the time, and I guarantee if I walk around here long enough, somebody's going to go, hi, Rob. Hi. Hi. But it's you know, part of the charm of Eau Claire. Unlike, say, Milwaukee, which I see our former president told House Republicans this morning, Milwaukee, where we are having our convention, is a horrible city. Well, I guess you could bring it to Eau Claire, but right now.
Well, but that goes along with him going to the Libertarian convention and insulting them to their faces and saying, well, yeah, don't vote for me, then you'll keep on losing.
Yeah.
What a great way to convince people to vote for you. That's just so warm and welcoming. You're morons.
Yes. Well, look, at least Congresswoman Gwen Moore from Milwaukee had the presence of mind to quickly tweet back, you know, once he's settled in with his parole officer, I'm certain he'll discover Milwaukee is a wonderful, vibrant, and welcoming city full of diverse neighborhoods and a thriving business
zing.
Community. Get him to the
Moore.
Hospital.
That's
what?
Gwen Moore.
The burn unit. Oh, my goodness.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really, really good stuff.
But I mean, so Donald Trump went to talk to House Republicans today at the Capitol.
Yes.
When he got there, I read that they all stood up and sang him happy birthday because his birthday is tomorrow.
Oh.
And then, again, let's just reiterate that fine comment that he made about Milwaukee. It's a terrible city.
It's a horrible city.
It's a horrible city.
It's a horrible city, said Donald Trump about Wisconsin's largest city. So, and of course, right on that, Derek Van Orden, congressman from here in the 3rd District, tried to come to his defense and put up a new story about crime stats about in Milwaukee. And so I responded to that saying, who else could have possibly predicted that Derek Van Orden would give away the game and explain that part of the reason they're holding the convention in Milwaukee in the first place is so they can trash the crime rate to a certain part of their base? I mean, it sounds about right to me, you know?
Absolutely. And I was, but quite seriously, when they picked Milwaukee for their spot, that's exactly what I thought of.
I
hate to put bad intentions on them, but I don't think there would be a lot of disappointment on one side if things did not go well.
No, and I think that's why you're having the debate that they're having about where should the protest zone be, and the fact that in wherever the protest zone is by Fiserv Center, Fiserv Forum, they may have restrictions on plastic water bottles and things, but not guns.
Not guns.
I mean, I'm not sending a reporter to that area. And it's not a concern about Milwaukee. It's a concern that they don't have the security facilities. You know, you've got Republicans who are essentially openly rooting for something bad to happen, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And again, we all need to wrap a brain around the fact that I can understand why you can't bring in a water bottle.
Right.
Because it's a full water bottle. You hit somebody in the head, you're really going to hurt them. They're banning tennis balls. And I know that,
need to ban? Those cube things. Those blocks.
No Pat, cube blocks.
Pat, don't make the cube people angry. We just got to know them.
Well, I was going to make a bocce ball joke, but I'll let it go then till some other time.
I don't know. I wouldn't take on the coup people. They take it very seriously.
I know.
I was just checking my itinerary here for Civic Media for July.
Uh-huh.
It appears Pat Kreitlow will be in Lake Wissota.
Yes.
Jane Matinere will be in Waukesha.
Yes.
Todd will be at the Pfizer Forum. So I'm not sure exactly what that means. Apparently, they want to get rid of one of the hosts.
Well, they're going to be targeting somebody, and yes, it's going to be the media. So do mind your P's and Q's there.
Yes.
I genuinely hope that everything goes very well. This is an opportunity for Milwaukee to show itself off at its best. And there are many, many things about Milwaukee that are fantastic. Like any city, we have problems. There are problems everywhere. There are problems in smaller communities. There are problems in rural areas.
Right. Look, they were always going to look for something. If nothing else happens in Milwaukee between now and then, they'll pick on the latest thing with the Milwaukee Public Schools and their financial reports. And they'll say that makes the case for private school vouchers when it most certainly does not. So they were always going to do something to try to bait that in order to basically gin up the vote with their base in other parts of Wisconsin, which is why it's so important that you have people like Senator Jeff Smith and so many others working so hard all around the state to make sure people understand who it is they're voting for and the values that they should be supporting, rather than the old habits they have fallen into lately with a party that, frankly, has left them behind.
And I think it's also important to note that crime statistics, crime rates are actually down.
They are down. They're down.
Nationally.
Inflation's down. Wages are up. Jobs are up. If you look at the whole big picture, you will spend less time listening to the cliches that are going to come out of Trump and company.
Absolutely. The Pat Kreitlow, thank you so very much. He's going to be back on Todd's show starting at noon today, live from Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. Don't forget to text the word via the Civic Media app. The word is CAR, C-A-R. Get in the running for some fantastic prizes.
CAR 54, where are you?
Is that Derek Van Orden writing to you?
CAR, wow. C-A-R, via the Civic Media app. News is next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Todd Alba coming to you live from downtown Eau Claire on the road with Jane and Todd, day three. We're broadcasting live until 2 o'clock today from Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. And if you're in the area, please stop by and have a cup of their fabulous coffee on us. Again, we're going to be here until 2 o'clock today. We started Tuesday, actually, in Madison. Yesterday, we were in Richland Center. Today, Eau Claire. Tomorrow, we wrap it all up in my favorite place I have yet to be, Amory, Wisconsin. We'll be there tomorrow. All the details coming up on that. And don't forget, you still have just a little under a half an hour to text the word CAR, C-A-R, via the Civic Media app so you can be in the running for all these great prizes for our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Todd and I have a little friendly wager going on as to who can get more entries, and the loser has to buy the other a steak dinner tomorrow night at some supper club in fabulous Amory. So CAR, C-A-R, text it in via the Civic Media app, and you can enter every hour that we play. So we highly encourage you to do that. Give yourself as many chances to win as humanly possible. He joins us every other week at this time to talk all things sports. Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company is here. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. So let's start with the Brewers. What is going on with the crew?
Honestly, so they did have a little bit of a setback in Philadelphia last week, where they had their first sweep of the season. The Phillies are very, very good. They're in first place in their division. They are also very lucky. But the Brewers have rallied very nicely since then, winning a series in Toronto, winning their series against the Tigers as well. And they've really just kept plugging along despite just injury after injury after injury, especially on their pitchers, and getting insanely good pitching performances from guys that I will be completely honest, have never heard of before this season, like Tobias Myers, who is essentially a non-prospect who almost threw a no-hitter last week and who has pitched well basically every time he's gone out. They are the best franchise in developing and training pitchers, and I'm almost to the point where I'm not sure they care if their pitchers get hurt that much anymore, because they seem just to be able to create them out of nothingness. So they've had a couple little offensive slumps, but they've rallied out of them. Willie Adames has been on a bit of a power surge lately, and they're just really dominating their division. The teams in second place are all 7 games back at this point, and nobody's been able to make any headway into cutting into the Brewers' lead. So they've been the unluckiest team, the most injured team, but nobody can do anything against them. It's really been something to watch.
Isn't that part of what's wonderful about the sport, though, is these no-names, like you said, Paul, coming seemingly out of nowhere and just smoking it?
Yeah. I will say they have a big series coming up. They play Cincinnati at home before they go out on the road. And, well, it's hard to tell the Central teams apart. They're all kind of in the same clump together. The Reds are probably the best one. The Cubs should be. Like, they have the most money. They have the best prospects out there. But the Reds are the one who have statistically gotten the most unlucky amongst the rest of the Central teams. So this is a big one. If they can actually put, like, some distance between them and Cincinnati, they can kind of take it easy to some extent going forward.
You know, Paul, the thing I've been watching, I mean, I have been enjoying this season really just for two reasons. One, I mean, like you said, we are, I think, 6.5 games ahead of everybody right now.
Yep. I think we're 7 clear and the Cardinals are 7.5.
Yeah. That's it. And I love that. And I love the fact that, you know, at spring training, people said, well, Craig Counsell's gone. They've lost players. Brewers going to be garbage this season. Just put them at the bottom. They're fine. Whatever. We'll, you know, see you in 25. I love the fact that they haven't really, you know, they haven't let up. The concern I have, and I know I've spoken to you about this before, is watching these games where the bats really have to work hard to cover the pitching, because they'll get those two, three run leads, and then they'll blow them, and they'll have to come back, and they end up winning like 5-6, 6-7. You know, we see the 10-1 blowouts and everything.
Yeah.
But it's you know, the consistency in the pitching, is there anything on the horizon at all? Or is this just a major league farm team for pitchers?
It kind of is that. They probably will get Devin Williams back later on in the season, which, I mean, their bullpen has actually kind of been nails. When they give up leads, I know it sticks out because, you know, everybody notices it, but they actually give up leads less frequently than almost any other team. Actually, there's a nice article in FanGraphs today about just how dominant the random guys they keep finding for no money have been this season. And generally speaking, they're the best team in the league at winning close games. So, you know, it sticks out when they don't. But the other thing they'll probably get later on the season is Jacob Mizorowski, who's their best pitching prospect, who's been unhittable in the minors since he joined the team. And it's just, you know, one of those things where he's young and needs to work on control a little bit. But they have guys. They don't have any starters. They have a lot of bullpen, so they can keep grinding that. And the one good thing about their offense compared to previous years is they can actually generate some offense this year without hitting home runs. They've hit a ton of home runs. I think they're like 6th or something in home runs as a team, so they're good at that. But if they're not hitting home runs, like Bryce Turang can actually single his way on and steal bases. They have a ton of speed. They have much better walking than they have over the last few years. So even if they're slumping power-wise, which they were a little bit last week, they've still been able to grind out these sort of weird wins just on stolen bases and creating errors by putting pressure on teams with their speed. So they're really well-rounded. It's a really different team than we've seen recently, and they're winning every way they can.
That's great. I love it. I mean, and it gives Mark Antanasio more time to buy more teams other than the Brewers and whatever.
There you go.
We'll talk about that more another time. Moving on, more sports.
If you're just joining us, he joins us every Thursday at this time. He is the Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, where we talk all things sports balls. So football mini camps have wrapped up, and Aaron, I'm too good for this. Rodgers apparently did not show up just like he used to do for the Packers. Yeah. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, and contrasts nicely with Jordan Love, who did show up, and the Packers generally, who Matt LaFleur actually gave a couple of extra days off to a few of the veteran players who showed up for the voluntary workouts. One thing the Packers have done very well since Aaron has left is keep team chemistry going and reward their veterans for showing up and being leaders. As usual, the problem with Aaron is it probably would have been fine for him to skip all of this. had he just communicated properly and explained. The Jets didn't do themselves any favors by essentially throwing him under the bus, but it's not Aaron's forte. And a lot of veterans are given some leeway at this time of year if you ask for it and talk about it in advance. But instead, he went and created the controversy, as the Jets did as well. I'm very glad he's gone and not on my team, which is running very, very smoothly at this point.
I'm sorry, but he's just so arrogant. It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
And not that he's not talented, and not that he's not, you know, one of the best players of all time, but I still think that irritates me to no end, this everybody else needs to do these workouts. I'm not going to go, and I'm not even going to tell you I'm not going to go.
Yep. And he was at OTAs earlier this year. He showed up. He walked around a little bit. And he is still recovering from an injury, which we should remember. An injury he said he would make it back from last year and did not, because he doesn't know what he's talking about medically. But he was limping quite a bit. So it would have been the easiest thing in the world for the Jets to just say, oh, he's still working out his injury. He's doing
right.
stuff on the side. No, it just can't be. It's always got to be on Aaron every single time.
I'm just glad he's someone else's problem,
yeah.
though. I am.
And I'll say this, and I know I get hate from Aaron Rodgers lovers, apologists, haters, everybody. But I'm just going to say this in context of what you said, Jane. He is not good enough to act the way he is acting. He has won Super Bowl, which is more than me, but you don't see me being a jerk. And he has not produced the sort of outcomes and outputs for teams that allows him to just kind of walk through the raindrops, which is what he does with impunity. And it's going to be a matter of time before the Jets say, oh, just we're he's not worth
go
our
away.
Problem. He's not. Send him to the Vikings. Let him go to the path of yeah. Favre.
As Calvin points out, Aaron Rodgers was the only starting QB in the league who did not attend mandatory minicamps.
Yeah, every other quarterback has figured out they need to build chemistry with new players at minicamp and actually be there to do that. He is one of a kind. Aaron is.
Real judicious there, Paul. Diplomatic.
Yeah, very, very nice way to put that, Paul. All right, we got about 3.5 minutes left. I know we have to, but we have to talk about cricket.
Yeah,
my
do.
Husband is English, and my husband has tried. Okay. My husband has tried to explain cricket to me. It's incomprehensible.
Well, I'm probably not the best person to do it either. I like most Americans. Like I know cricket exists. It is the second most popular sport in the world, and the United States team has acquitted themselves quite well during this tournament in upsetting Pakistan, which is honestly one of the biggest upsets probably in any sport ever.
Yeah.
having a really good showing against India, who I think are the best team in the world, or if not the best team, one of the best teams in the world. But I find cricket actually quite interesting for a couple reasons. I do like the 360-degree field a lot. And just in contrasting with baseball, bowlers in cricket are like pitchers in baseball. And they take a big run-up when they throw. And there's a rule in cricket that you have to throw with no more than a 15% bend in your elbow. That's why their arms are so straight coming over the top. And one of the, I think, interesting things between the two sports is there's almost no arm injuries in cricket, even though bowlers are throwing about as hard as baseball pitchers, 90-plus, 100 miles an hour. It seems to be a safer way to throw, which I think is an interesting thing to note on that, so that's fun. On the U.S. Loss to India, I did want to point out, too, one of my favorite things about cricket is, I don't know if he's India's best player anymore, but most famous player, Virat Kohli, probably not saying it right, apologies in advance. I'm bad with names. They got him out on his first ball. And one of the things that's funny about cricket is you get one out, and then you don't bat anymore for the rest of the game. It's like if – I saw a good analogy online where it would be like if LeBron James was playing basketball and airballed a free throw and had to sit out the rest of the game. Like, that's that it's kind of crazy to think that, like, you can have a big star involved and defense is still a thing. But that's all it is for hitting. And they gave themselves briefly a chance to win that game by getting that retirement and getting essentially ahead, but couldn't quite pull it off. India's 2-2. But cricket's fun. It's fun to watch.
But, I mean, from what my husband has said, there are cricket matches that can last for days.
Five, yes. 5 days, 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 days. This tournament has a setup where there is a limit to essentially the number of balls, we'll call it, for lack of a better term, overs. But yeah, there's a bunch of different variations on cricket. The traditional one could go on basically forever. It was a gentleman's game, like a lot of old British games. It was meant.
They had nothing else to do, I suppose.
Yep. And there's several modern games. I guess some of them are quite controversial. I know this is the 20. There's a 50 version that can go all day, but not multiple days. But yeah, it's meant to be kind of like a pastime, like baseball. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, taken to the absolute extreme in that it's.
Well, I've been seeing this big push online. Does America have enough room for cricket? Will America welcome cricket? Is this something that you actually think? I mean, would that ever make inroads here?
So I don't think it will, mostly because baseball has been in decline for such a long time, and they are similar in the way you enjoy them. It's kind of a passive enjoyment game to a large extent. However, I would never discount anything like that. Soccer, for a long time, Americans thought soccer would never catch on in America.
Right.
It has grown dramatically over the last decade, especially the last 5 years. And, you know, as the world gets more international and tied together, I wouldn't be that surprised. Cricket's super popular in a lot of cultures, and America is great at adopting other cultures and bringing in their customs, traditions, and forms.
He joins us every other week at this time. He's with the Acme Packing Company, Paul Noonan. Thank you so very much, Paul. Really appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Stay close. We'll be right back. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media Meteorologist with Weather and Wine. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Todd Alba, coming to you live from downtown Eau Claire. We are at Shift, Cyclery, and Coffee Bar, broadcasting here until 2 p.m. So if you're in the area, please stop by and say hello and have a cup of wonderful coffee on us. Greg and Sweet Cal B holding things down at our studio in downtown Waukesha. And you have about 9 minutes left to text the word via the Civic Media app. The word is CAR. C-A-R, the word to text in, so you can take part in our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Great prizes up for grabs. And Greg Bach, you can also get a bonus entry. How would one do that?
You simply enter in, like you would through the Civic Media app, texting the word CAR until noon o'clock. You will get a response back from Civic Media asking one simple question. That question is, are you registered to vote? If you answer that question, yes or no, be honest, no judgment here, but answer that question, yes or no, and you will get another entry. Jane, there are 7 chances to enter. That's math. 7 times 2 is what? Thank you, Calvin. 14. It's 14 chances to enter.
That's pretty great. That is pretty great.
Unless you're so any of us, we can't. We work for the company.
We cannot enter the contest. No, that would be wrong. But you certainly can, and you can get that bonus entry. So take advantage of that if you can. And again, Todd and I have a friendly wager going on as to who can get more entries. Loser has to buy a steak dinner at a supper club in Amory. Although, Todd, we had a texter listening on WLAK who said we should do a fish fry at UW Wanderoos near Amory. They have fish and ribs. About 10 miles from Amory, a bar and restaurant in the basement of the old schoolhouse. So that might be something that we will consider. Thank you for that. What are you laughing
get
at,
here,
Greg Bach?
Todd. Wow.
If you have a suggestion on maybe a supper club in Amory, too, please let us know. And we will consider that when we decide where Todd's going to take me for dinner tomorrow night. I'm being sassy. I'm just being sassy. Uh-oh, he's going to come back with a rebuttal.
What I found very fantastically satisfying is this tells you the benevolent individual that Jane Matinier is. Over the last break, she said, you know, Todd, don't take me for dinner. Just donate it to charity. And so she wants me to donate everything to charity if she wins. Thank you, Jane. We appreciate that. Oh, geez, she just jabbed me in the thigh with a pen.
How can I? How am I going to counter that? Give it to charity.
No,
fine.
I'm taking her to charity.
Or Todd, how about this? If Jane wins, or let me rephrase that, when Jane wins, you take her to dinner and then you take the full amount of that check and donate to charity. There you go. Everyone wins. There. I think that's great. I think everyone
Greg,
can we? Greg, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah,
Greg. Yeah, Greg's onto something. Yep. All right, in the time we have left, a Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here with our weekly segment called Weather and Wine. Good morning, lady. How you doing?
I am so hungry now. I'm thinking about all this food, and I'm just laughing so hard. So thanks for the stomach workout already.
Absolutely, Greg Bach. We had a question on the live stream for Brittany.
Yeah. So our friend Greg Wansnyder here in Waukesha was asking, and Brittany, I asked you for any advice you may have on this. About the current Canadian wildfires. Are they still burning? Is there something going on? Meteorology expert here. What do you got for us, Brittany?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, the Canadian wildfires, of course, there are still some, but none of them are really affecting us or really big at all, and they're pretty much all contained. So what I am looking at in terms of wildfire smoke, a lot of the smoke is actually into the Smoky Mountains, go figure. So some fires burning there and New Mexico area as well. Now, speaking of New Mexico and Texas, they're in an extreme, extreme drought. So more wildfires are definitely possible there. But Wisconsin, we're good. In fact, drought completely gone. Gone. No one has it in our state now.
Well, that's really good news because we had a couple of years where things were really rough for farmers. So it's nice that we're finally out of that. I just hope we don't have the opposite effect now and we continue getting a lot. We had rain last night in Eau Claire. What is the outlook for, you know, the next couple of weeks, Brittany, as far as precipitation and stuff goes?
Yeah, that's what I was exactly going to say is the farmers now, they're having trouble planting and they're on deadlines for the corn crop, you know, and stuff like that. And I know the potato farmers are having issues. So we went from a flash drought to too much rain too early. And as we go through the next week, we're going to be in a very active pattern here. In fact, this tropical depression, we were just talking about hurricanes last week, is right off of Florida. They're seeing massive flooding down there right now, worse than hurricanes have done. That's what these locals are saying. And that system is stalling, creating our bubble of heat, which is going to create our active wet pattern as soon as Saturday night and into all of next week. We're going to be in the low 90s. We're going to have a lot of rain. And we're even looking at places from La Crosse to central Wisconsin getting 2 to 3 inches. So heavy, heavy rain headed our way. Not looking good for farmers.
And speaking of Florida, they got 17 inches of rain. Think it's really hard to grasp. I mean, when you talk about 2 inches being a lot, 17 inches is devastating.
Their streets have turned into rivers. It's devastating. They're getting another 5 to 10 today, and it's hard to pinpoint exactly where, but someone is. Again, this is history in the making down in Florida. So,
well, thank goodness Ron DeSantis has removed all mention of climate change from legislation, so they can just, it doesn't happen, Brittany, because it's just a lot of water.
Yeah, just a lot of water. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Get your tiny boats and surfboards, Florida, because the streets are alive with rain.
And Florida sinks into the ocean one of these days. Ah, man.
So it's going to be hot and wet going into next week is what you're saying.
Yes. As soon as Father's Day, highs, we're going to be 90 degrees on Sunday.
God.
Yeah. Humidity is going to be, if you understand dew points, into the mid-70s. That is oppressive. That is disgusting. That's when you feel just, like, you know, claustrophobic feeling, gross.
It's heavy. It's really heavy air.
Yes.
It's what my friend refers to when she walks outside. She's like, ugh, it's like walking into a mouth.
Ew.
Well, prepare yourself for the warm, really warm, sticky weather that is coming up for us next week. And that's going to be pretty much statewide, right?
Statewide and all week long, so make sure that AC is working.
Yeah.
And keep hanging in there, farmers. Hopefully things will dry out so you're going to be able to get out into the fields and get your crops planted and We'll see what happens. We'll talk to you next week and check in with you, Brittany. Brittany Merlot joins us every week at this time for Weather and Wine. Thank you so very, very, very much. Thank you to Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers, and for Todd for setting up everything here as we are on location. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to all the folks who have come out to see the show today. Really, really appreciate it. It's been lovely meeting everyone. And thanks most of all to all of you for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Todd Alba coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.